despite what you might think, I have not been here since 1936. But I have been here with my family for about the last 10 years, I think it is. And certainly, probably I'm not as well qualified as some in the audience to say a few words about Canon Court. But I would just like to say some things that are really about what Canon Court stands for as a church, and also what it means to me. And one thing that I would say just at the beginning is that Canon Court is somewhere which really gets to your heart. And if you're away, like I've been just recently, it's always good to come back because you feel like you're coming back home. And I'm sure that there are people here today who have great memories and affectionate memories of the time that they have been or had an association with Canon Court. Now, like I said, first of all, I would just like to say a few words about what I think Canon Court, or what I believe Canon Court as a church stands for. And I think we've already heard some of that from Tony. And I think he did a great job to be able to cover 75 years in the time that he did. But the first point that's very important to note about this church is that at the very foundation, at its very foundation, is this fundamental fact, and that is that the church is here to give glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm reminded of the words of the Apostle Paul in Colossians 1 and verse 18, and I think this is the motto of this church. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. And it's this particular phrase that I think characterizes Canon Court, that in everything he might be preeminent, that in everything he might be preeminent. The purpose of this church, of this fellowship here, is to honor and to bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is something that in everything that we do as a fellowship, that we really seek to put into practice. Now, I'm not saying that we always get it right. I'm sure that you will understand that there's no church in this world that is perfect, but certainly that is at the heart of everything that we seek to do here at Canon Court. And indeed, just going back to our brother Evan Evans and his wife Nancy, I had the privilege of knowing him just for a short time. When we arrived here, he was only here for a short time after that. But certainly that was his motivation and his goal when he established this place back in 1936 to honor the Lord and to bring glory to him. And that indeed is what has happened over the years since this church was established. A second point, and this is also very important, I think that there are and there will be many people in heaven because of Canon Court, of coming into this place and hearing the gospel. And that's a wonderful thought, that there are people that are today in heaven and people that will be in heaven because they heard the gospel in this place. And there are many thousands of people that have come in these doors over the last 75 years, and they've heard the word of God. As we heard from Tony, they've heard it from a variety of different speakers. Some have been better than others, but you know, the fact is that, you know, where the Lord is controlling the speaker and influencing him and giving power, the word of God is what is important, not the speaker and the abilities of the speaker. And so many people have come in here and heard the gospel, and lives have been transformed. And indeed, people And I believe Clive is going to speak in a few minutes. And we have a connection. That was something that that really made me feel at home when I came here, to know that Clive came from here, because he's a fellow Zambian, an African like myself. So it made me feel very much at home. But what Clive learned here, coming to know the Lord and what he was taught, it motivated him to go out and serve the Lord out in Africa. And there have been many others. We've heard about, was it Chris, I think, that Tony was telling us about, and many, many others as well, whose lives have been influenced and touched by what they have experienced and what they've been taught and what they've learned here in Canon Court. And this just reminds me of, again, a verse from Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58, where Paul said to his brothers in Corinth, he said, "Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain." So the work that has gone on from this place, even though we don't get as huge numbers as we used to, I don't believe it's in vain. It hasn't been in vain. There will be rewards from that work in eternity. And so that should be an encouragement to all of us here at Canon Court to continue with this work, even though it may not be easy at times. Our labor is not in vain. And then a third point I'd like to bring out, and I think this is a very, very important point, because it's not true of many, many churches that I've been in. I think it's absolutely true to say of Canon Court is that it is a place where spiritual balance is treasured and promoted. Spiritual balance is promoted and valued. And where sound doctrine is also preserved and treasured. We're not a church where we want to be a church of extremes. And I think that one of the things that we regard as being important here is loyalty and love for Christ is much more important than loyalty to or affiliation with any specific church group or denomination. And I think that that's really important, because it can be the case that sometimes we can become more loyal to the specific church group that we come from or belong to than to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that it's very important that we promote that spiritual balance, always underpinned by sound doctrine, scriptural, biblical principles, as Tony has already outlined. And so that's a very important point, and that's something that was certainly very attractive to me and to my family as we came to know Canon Court. And again, that verse, there's a verse in Titus chapter 2 where Paul says, "But as for you, teach what accords with sound doctrine." And that is certainly something that we seek to do here at Canon Court. Another very important point, well, I say all these points are important, but there are certainly things that have struck me about this place. In Galatians 6 and verse 2, we read, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." And I can honestly say from my own personal experience here that this is a place where this principle is put into practice. It's a place where people really do care for one another. And I'm sure that there are people here today that can testify to that. And where hospitality is practiced. And that was something that was very noticeable to us when we arrived in this place. And for those of you that know me and some of the things that we have experienced recently as a family, I can honestly say from my heart that this is a place where people do bear one another's burdens, where there is a love and a concern for one another, and it's a genuine love and a genuine concern, not a superficial one. And that's something that we should treasure as we go into the future. It's also a place where children and teenagers are valued and nurtured. And you'll remember that the Lord said to Peter, "Feed my sheep, shepherd my sheep." And you know, it's vital, isn't it, in a world where there are so many distractions for young people, so many influences that would take them away from the Lord. It's vital that they have a place where there is spiritual guidance given and where they are valued and people take an interest in their spiritual development, not just their educational and material well-being. And I think that it's absolutely true to say that of Canon Court. And again, there are people here today who grew up in this church and who have experienced that over many years. I have heard so many times about the times that were held up in Tony and Barbara's house up the street here. I wasn't around in those days, but certainly those were days which shaped the lives of many young people for the future. And then another point is this, that I believe, and I've seen it for myself here, that Canon Court is a place which places great importance on building relationships and friendships with people in the local community. It's not a church that is far removed from the people that live around us. And it's not just through the activities such as we've already heard about Noah's Ark, the toddlers group, the Friday Club, and all of these things, the Holiday Bible Club, but it's not just those things. It's about the personal friendships and relationships that the members of this fellowship have made with the people that live around us in this village. And you know, I always feel that we have to earn people's respect. We have to earn the right to invite them to come to hear the gospel. And that's really important. A recent example of that was an initiative by one of our sisters here in Canon Court to make contact with the young soldiers up at Headley Court, the place where they go to recover from serious injuries in the different wars that the British forces are involved in around the world. One of the sisters here suggested that the children all get a card and write a message on it for the soldiers and send it up to them and make that contact. And I think that's a very important thing to be doing, to make contact with the people that live around us. We have to remember that we live in a society, we live in a culture where people really know nothing, and there's no real knowledge of God, no real knowledge of the Bible, and therefore we need to form relationships with people that will attract them to Christ, that will attract them to hear the gospel. In Mark 16 and again in Matthew, we're told to go into all the world and preach the gospel, not just to sit in our churches and to expect them to come in. And you know, we have great work that people like John Stewart and Ken do, going around talking to people, and we meet people at Tony mentioned the Fetcham Village Day, where many conversations have been had over the years with the people of the district. And I think that's really important. Now, I know I'm not supposed to be looking back, but looking back over 75 years, the verse that came into my mind was in 1 Samuel 7, verse 12. Thus far has the Lord helped us. Thus far has the Lord helped us. And I think that that's absolutely true. That as we look back over 75 years, I think everyone in this fellowship and those who know the fellowship or have had some association with it can truly say that God has been faithful and that God has been good and has blessed this fellowship in many, many ways. And now we can't really look forward that far. The other day when I was in America, there was a big poster up near the airport, and it said, Judgment Day is coming on the 21st of May. And I, of course, nobody knows when Judgment Day is coming. But we don't know what a day may bring forth. We don't know what a day may bring forth. And in Ephesians 5, verse 18, we are told to redeem the time, because the days are evil. And as we look around us and we see all the things that are happening, and the fear that exists in the world today, and the dissatisfaction and the pessimism that is around us in so many quarters, here we stand as a fellowship in this place, as a beacon of light, as a beacon of hope to people who are in a hopeless situation. And as we look into the future until the Lord comes, it is our vision here at Canon Court to redeem the time, to use the time that we have at our disposal to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, there is nothing that is more worthwhile than that, than to share the gospel with those around us. Just a few brief remarks. I know I'm not that brief as a speaker, but what does it mean to me personally? I've said a few points about Canon Court generally. What does it mean to me personally, this particular fellowship here? First of all, it's a spiritual home. And I think it's important that we all have a spiritual home, a place where we can learn, a place where we can make mistakes even, but a place that we regard as a spiritual home. And certainly that is for myself and for my family, my four sons. This fellowship has had an enormous impact and left an enormous impression upon each one of us. And it is a spiritual home for us. And just extending that thought, it's like an extended family. I've already remarked about that. But another thing that I think about Canon Court, it's a retreat. I regard it as a retreat from the pressures and the stresses of daily life. It's good to be able to come here on a Sunday morning and just to shut out all the things that concern us from week to week and day to day, and to remember the Lord Jesus Christ. That is a wonderful thing to be able to do. It is a place, finally, where we can serve the Lord together with other people who share the same vision and share the same love for Christ and for the gospel. And it's a great thing to work together. We may not necessarily always like each other or get on together, and that is always the case in wherever you go, but where we have the same vision, the same motivation, and the same love for Christ, working together, we can achieve so much through the power of God. I trust that these words will be of interest and encouragement to everybody here today. Thank you.